Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some might argue it is, at minimum, among our favorite times of the week.
No doubt. It's basically our own personal halftime show. Because when he comes on,
that's a good point.
We go from the first half to the second half. I'm not saying that he's Prince in the Rain or Bruno Mars, but damn close to that.
I don't know, River Island's guest line. How do you feel about that, Greg? Like, when we talk to you, it means that we're officially able to start, like, getting ready for the game. That's kind of what it
well,
is.
Well, I'm a little, I have to admit, I'm a little offended. You said among your favorite guests of the week?
Well,
you know, come on.
I didn't want to put that kind of pressure on you, Greg. I felt like, you know, I didn't want to make you feel like this had to be.
I parse every word you say. You know, I listen to every single word, you know.
Yeah, and for us to really make a fair analysis, we'd have to go to the tape, Greg, as you know, and listen to all of our interviews again.
Actually, we should do that one week, Greg. How did you feel? Did you look at the tape of last week's performance? How did you feel about it?
Last week's performance of who?
You
on this show.
Oh, no. I don't, I don't watch myself, guys. You know, you hear act, not that I'm an actor by any means, although I'm sure some people think that's what I do, but, you know, it's like some actors say they can't watch themselves. I don't go back and listen, you know. I'm very hard on myself, so I always feel like I know exactly how I feel about what I said, what I did when I shoot my matchup show. You know, when I walk out of the studio, I have a definite feeling about how I did.
Okay.
I don't want to watch it. You know, I don't really want to spend a lot of time watching it.
That's fine. I'll let the audience know. We're looking at you right now. And if those of you want to get to YouTube, you too can not only look at Greg Cosell, but you can look at the setting behind your right shoulder, which is a bulletin board of all kinds of pieces of paper and note cards and things.
Yeah.
It makes you look like you are, I think, exactly accurately as you are, like just constantly organizing and just grinding through things.
Well, you know, just so you know, and by the way, the YouTube part's really interesting because there's no question I have a face for radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing, which you probably don't know, is each week with all the games that I watch, you know, that I look at the coaching tape, I probably have 35 to 40 typewritten pages of detailed notes each and every week.
What did you write down about Jalen Hurts on Monday night?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I actually thought that the Eagles passing game was conceptually the best that it's been all year.
Interesting.
They actually ran a lot of concepts that you really like to see that most NFL teams run, which the Eagles haven't done much at all of this year, which is always led me to the question of why. That's always been my question, because I don't know why they haven't done that, because they're basic concepts that every team runs. And I actually thought Jalen Hurts made some very good throws in that game. And for people who just look at a sheet and see four interceptions, which obviously you can't have four interceptions. But as I've told you guys when we've talked about Brock Purdy numerous times, I tell you that each interception has to be looked at as an isolated play, not as a number on a stat sheet page.
And when you look at that game, it just was kind of a crazy back and forth of a turnover-laden slop fest. When you look at Philadelphia beyond just that game, what are you seeing on tape, Greg, from, you know, a Super Bowl team to now a team kind of fighting for its life?
Well, one thing I've spoken about a lot, and I, you know, a lot of people lose sight of this. Look, I think there's a sense from many people, and maybe I'm in a little different category because I'm studying tape and seeing how teams really play. But there's a clear sense of three things that go together, that go A, B to C. Number one, quarterback's the most important position on the field. Team wins, quarterback's great. I think there's a sense that that's the way most people think. But I've talked to people many times about the fact that even a year ago when they won the Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP, but in 9 or 10 games a year ago, he didn't even throw for 200 yards. So they were not a passing team a year ago. They got an historic season from Saquon Barkley. Their O-line was maybe the best in the league a year ago. This year it's in the bottom half of the league, by the way. So Hurts, obviously what he just did was very out of character, but he rarely turns the ball over. And they do a lot of things. This, I'm going back to last year. They did a lot of things that were very difficult to defend and made teams have to defend them differently, but they were not a passing team. They didn't win because he was going, you know, 27 for 38 for 350 yards. That's not the way they played offense.
He is the executive producer over at NFL Films, Greg Cosell, and he joins us every Wednesday here on Willard and Dibbs, and it is our favorite 25 minutes or so.
There you go. Of the absolute, now we're cooking.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
Now we're cooking.
I start to get sad halfway through it, in fact, because I know I'm going to have to wait a whole other week for it to happen again.
Well,
so,
you know, it's like that Jerry Seinfeld bit where he always talked about, you know, when you get somewhere, you're already thinking about how you're gonna leave when it's over.
I know.
I get it.
I mean, Dibbs just said there's like, what would you say, 77 NFL games left?
64 in the regular and then 13 in the postseason. 77
wow.
games left.
That
right.
makes me very sad.
Yeah, well, then I jump right into watching college players and evaluating them. So really for me, you know, people think when the season ends, guys, that I just like sit, you know, on my desk with my feet up smoking cigars. Really, the season doesn't end for me until after the draft.
I mean, you know that you can watch film and smoke cigars.
Yeah, but I don't smoke cigars.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm just letting you know that you can't.
It's tough to see the screen yeah. through all that smoke,
I get
too.
It,
you
I
know?
Get it. All the
right,
smoke.
Right.
So, Greg, here's a weekly tradition in all sports. A coach comes to a podium, and someone asks him about the lead player on the other team. And then that
Got
coach
it.
Just starts throwing all kinds of praise at that player, no matter how good that player is or not. It happened today with Kyle Shanahan, and he was asked about Cam Ward. And I'm not telling you that Cam's not good, but he's a rookie, and obviously they're not winning football games. Can you give us the actual review of Cam Ward so far?
Well, I'll give you an overview, and then I'll get into the weeds a little bit. The overview is that he's on a bad football team in terms of overall talent. The O-line, which actually has a strong pedigree, has played poorly. It's probably played in terms of pass protection as one of the three or four worst offensive lines in the league. And prior to last week, when they ran the ball well, maybe for the first time all season, their running game has been incredibly poor. So you're dealing with a quarterback that has the fifth most dropbacks of any quarterback in the NFL, which is the last thing you want from a rookie quarterback behind a poor pass-protecting O-line. So that's just a little bit of an overview of their offense and their team. In terms of the player himself, I think Cam Ward, and I thought he was clearly the best quarterback prospect in the draft. Now, he's a guy with a really good arm. He can make a lot of throws. There's a couple of throws every game where you go, wow, that is a really big-time NFL throw. But I think there's things that clearly need to be worked on from a fundamental mechanic perspective. And normally you can't get to do that during the season because you're so focused on game planning. But he needs a lot of work with his lower body mechanics. He needs to just speed up everything he does. He's a little deliberate. And I'm talking about even the physical stuff, his drop into the pocket, get your you-know-what back there and be ready to deliver the football. In college football, you guys, I'm sure, watch a lot of college football as well. You see a lot of quarterbacks, they don't really drop back. They kind of dance back there, you know, because the college game is totally different than the NFL game. You need to get back there, plant your back foot, be ready to deliver, be on balance. Too many throws off balance, which lead him to be not as precise with his ball location as is required in the NFL. These are fixable things, but it's going to take another offseason. And I think the most important thing that they have to do, and I learned this actually from Dick Vermeil, who I'm sure you know, he's a Northern California guy. He used to come in and watch tape with us when I worked with Ron Jaworski for years, because obviously they're very close, because Jaws was his quarterback in Philly. Dick Vermeil said something years ago that's always resonated with me. When you draft a quarterback number one, the whole point of everything in your building, from the janitors to the owner to everybody in the building, must be to make that guy an all-pro. So that whoever they hire as a coach, that is going to be a really, really important deal. Because if Cam Ward doesn't become a great player, those same people are getting fired again in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. And you look at 9 touchdowns in 13 games for the team, and he's been sacked. Yep. They've been sacked 49 times. And I wonder about the Niners' pass rush, Greg, and what you've seen over the last couple of games especially. What is Robert Saleh doing now that's allowing the Niners to be at least a little bit marginally better getting after the quarterback?
Well, I think, you know, Huff came back, and Huff has played well as a one-on-one pass rusher. He missed, what was it, 3 or 4 games? I can't remember the exact number, but he missed some games. And he's played much better, you know, just as a one-on-one pass rusher. He's not a big blitzer, but I think he's been a little more selective with when he does that. You know, we've seen, and I know he's hurt. I don't know if he's back this week because they're coming off a bye. Is Bethune, what's Bethune's status?
I don't know that we've got anything definitive on him yet. Yeah. I'm not expecting that he's going to be back, but we're not totally sure.
But I mean, he was used a little bit before he got hurt as a blitzer, and he showed some ability to do that. So, you know, I think when players can start winning some one-on-one matchups, it changes everything about your pass rush. When guys don't win, it just seems like, you know, I almost feel like it makes your whole defense seem not so good. You know, sometimes I use a baseball analogy that if you have bad starting pitching and it seems like you're down 6-0 in the fifth inning in every game, it makes your whole team look really bad. Even if your whole team isn't bad, it might just be your starting pitching. But if you can't rush the quarterback with 4, boy, does it make your defense look not really good. And don't forget, they're still playing with a second-year, first-year starter at one corner spot in Green, a player I like, but he's a first-year full-time starter. And Lenore is the other outside corner. And in an ideal world, I would bet if you got truth serum with Robert Saleh, he would probably tell you in an ideal world that Lenore is a slot. But you know, he can't be a slot on this team. He has to play outside. And Stout is their slot. So, you know, it makes everything, it has an effect, a domino effect, if you can't rush the quarterback efficiently with 4.
No practice today, by the way, for Tatum Bethune.
Okay, so he's not going to play this week.
Doesn't seem like it. I mean, sure, he could practice tomorrow, Friday, but after a bye, you would think he'd be ready to go today if they were planning on having him play. One of my favorites to ask you about always is Ricky Pearsall. Since he came back from the injury, he's not been all that involved. Do you see that more as like they just kind of got into a flow without him, or do you see him as not playing at 100% still?
Well, that I can't tell. I mean, if a guy's out on the field, I mean, it's not like he's running around limping. I can't tell, you know, how he feels, you know, overall. But, you know, we've talked about the fact, but it is a little extreme that he hasn't been targeted very much. I will agree with you on that 100%. But I don't think they think in terms of, oh, we better get Ricky Pearsall involved or else. You'd like to think now is they've had the bye and they've had a chance. You know, one thing teams do, and you know there's no question Kyle Shanahan and his staff did it because he's, you know, fanatical about all this stuff. I guarantee they did some major self-scouting. And it'll be interesting to see, nothing will dramatically change. It's not like they're going to have a whole new offense. That won't happen. You know, we know what Kyle believes about his offense, but it'll be interesting to see if Ricky Pearsall becomes more involved. Oh, and by the way, remember when you asked me a couple of weeks ago, oh, what's your feeling about Brock Purdy? And I joked and I said he's the best quarterback, you know, to ever play the game. People thought I was being serious, and people started tweeting at me what are you kidding? He's not the, you know, it was unbelievable. They thought I was being serious.
Wait a minute. You were joking?
There you go.
Some would say you need to work on your material.
I'm heartbroken, Greg. I thought we had something going on this. Oh, boy, that's rough.
No. That's tough. Hey, Greg, I want to ask you about the Shanahan offense when Juszczyk's not out there, and he was limited today with the ribs. He's got either broken or fractured ribs. We don't know if he's going to play. When Juszczyk's not out there, what does Kyle Shanahan do that you see on tape to try to mitigate the lack of a fullback?
Well, it'll obviously be a Ricky Pearsall game then, won't it?
Yeah. I mean, since he's paired with the greatest QB ever, yeah.
Right. Well, I assume you're going to see more 11 personnel. They could play more 12 personnel with two tight ends, obviously, you know, because they do have those players on the roster. So, you know, you won't see another fullback out there because they don't really have one. So you'll see different personnel packages. I don't think anybody can do exactly what Juszczyk does in certain areas. They're obviously in the run games, certain blocking techniques other tight ends can do. Obviously, that wouldn't happen with 11 personnel on the field. So you'll probably see just a little different run game in terms of the concepts if Juszczyk is not out there. Boy, I hope he plays. He's a fun player to watch. But, you know, ribs, I guess it all depends, you know, how serious it is. You know, you can pad those up, but if they're broken or displaced or whatever, then you're getting into the pain issue. Because I've had displaced ribs back in the Stone Age when I played basketball. And, boy, they hurt. I don't know if you've ever broken or displaced ribs, but they hurt.
How did you displace your ribs, Greg?
Playing basketball, I was running through the lane, and some guy gave me a really wicked elbow, and he caught me right in the right spot. Mm. And it hurt, and I kept playing. And then afterwards, when I was, you know, showering and the whole deal, all of a sudden the pain hit, and then I went home. This was a long time ago. My oldest daughter, who's 36, she might have been 2 or 3, and I walked through the door, you know, and she yells, "Daddy, Daddy," and I go to pick her up. And the pain, I thought I was going to drop her. And it just, it's that kind of pain is, you know, you can't sleep. You have to almost sleep sitting up. It's excruciating.
So this is after you were a dad. This is like rec league or something that you were playing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I played in college, and then I played basketball in leagues and in pickup until I was 35, and then I went cold turkey because I just couldn't play the same way. And I used to come home and be upset, and my wife would say, "What's wrong?" And I'd say, "You don't understand." And then I finally realized it was me that didn't understand because I was not 18 playing in college anymore.
So you hung it up at 35, and yet this weekend we may see a quarterback coming back at 45, Philip Rivers. What do you think about that? And Mark was curious earlier, what did you see on tape last time he played? I mean, you might have had broken ribs. It's been so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, yeah, he played in 2020. I guess Joe Montana was unavailable. Did they reach out to him?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unconfirmed.
That's good material.
Right. You know, I love Phillip Rivers. I mean, I thought he was basically Peyton Manning. He just never got to a Super Bowl. I thought the way he played was the same way, controlling the game, super intelligent. But his last year playing, you know, he just couldn't throw the ball very well at all. I mean, that's just the reality. That's because I remember watching him and just sort of feeling like, Phillip, you were so good. I think, you know, hey, Father Time catches up to everyone, you know? So I can't imagine his arm is any better. You know, he hasn't played football. I know he's coached it. So, you know, he's been on a football field. I'm sure he's tossed around a football. And what could your body be like after not playing football for 5 years? I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, more power to him. It looks like he might even play. I don't know if it's going to be this week. I think he practiced today and went through a full practice from what I understand. Who knows? Maybe he's playing on Sunday.
He might be playing on Sunday. And if not, if he does wait a week and then play, you know who he's playing against, right?
The Niners.
That is correct. On Monday Night Football leading into Christmas.
Wow. I didn't realize that was the Monday night game.
Yep.
You know, so,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where is that game?
It's in Indy.
Oh, it's in Indy. Okay.
I mean, like, to listen to you say that, it blows my mind when you're talking about how 5 years ago he wasn't throwing the ball any better.
No.
How is this the best option for the Colts in this situation? How's that possible?
You know, I wasn't in their meetings. I can't answer that, but it doesn't make sense to me, but obviously I didn't get a call from their GM asking my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, he hasn't played in 5 years and he just couldn't throw it, you know, when he played the last year. So, and I loved, believe me, he was one of my absolute favorite quarterbacks. So this is not, well, you guys know nothing I say is personal anyway, but I mean, this is no knock on Phillip Rivers. I loved him.
Hey, Greg, I got two quick things for you before we got to run. And one, since we asked you about the Eagles, I want to ask you about the Chiefs as well. Like, are the Texans the best defense in football? And what are you seeing from a 6-7 Kansas City Chiefs offense that just can't seem to find its flow?
You know, two things stand out with their offense, and I'll try to make it quick because, you know, I know we're getting near the end. Number one, they don't really have a truly viable run game on a week-to-week basis. A couple of weeks ago, they ran like 90 plays and Hunt did have 30 carries. But for the most part, they don't really have a viable run game. And the more I watch Mahomes, and there's no question he's great. I almost feel like I have to qualify by saying Mahomes is great. But the bottom line is, over the last couple of years, increasingly what's happened with their pass game is it's more and more Mahomes improvisation, and he's great at it. You know, he has great spatial awareness, great vision on the move, but there's less and less pocket technician play. And I think at some point, if you cross over that sort of middle line into most of what you do being improvisation, it's very hard to be consistent. Keep in mind, the last 2 years, they've only averaged about, now I'm not counting this year because I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the last 2 years, they've only averaged about 22 points a game. Mm-hmm. This has not been the juggernaut offense that we were used to seeing prior to that. And it's just, there's no continuity and stability when you're playing like that, when you don't really have a viable run game, and the plays your quarterback makes, even though he may be the best in the league at it, are all improvisational plays.
All right. And then the other thing, as much as you may want, We're not going to let you get out of here without doing the big pick. Okay, Greg, it's Niners and Titans. Who you like?
I mean, you know, this one doesn't seem like a hard one, guys. You know,
I mean, we could put the spread in if you want. The Niners are minus 12.
I don't deal with that stuff. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Although I will tell you this, they don't have a lot of really good players on defense, but Denard Wilson, who's their D coordinator, does a really good job with what he has. And every once in a while, there's a game where I come away from that game going, wow, they played some really good defense. Now, they do have the guy who I think has been the best defensive tackle in the league this season in Jeffrey Simmons. And this guy is a man's man. I'm telling you, he is unbelievable. If they had a good record, he'd be in the running for defensive player of the year. He is a big-time player, and he always has been since he came into the league. But, you know, the Niners are going to, you know, how do you not pick the Niners in this one?
Fewest touchdowns in football.
Obviously, you have the best quarterback who's ever played, how do you not pick the Niners?
That's a great point.
And the Titans have scored the fewest touchdowns of any team in the NFL, so there's that as well.
And I think they're the worst third down team in the league. I think they may be the worst in terms of yards per game. Ooh. There's just not a lot of offense so far.
Greg Cosell, emphatic that the 49ers will roll this weekend.
Liquidate all assets.
They roll, I said they win.
It's Cosell's lock of the week, everybody.
Perfect. Hey, Greg, we're already looking forward to next Wednesday, our favorite hour of the week.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Yeah,
All right, guys. Appreciate it as always. Okay. Have a great one.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.